from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping a report this hour, House GOP members are trying to rally behind a bill that would keep the government open through summertime. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he plans a procedural vote on the measure today and will try to pass it tomorrow. Republicans hold a small House majority, but so far most seem inclined to pass the measure that would keep the government funded at its current levels through September 30th. House Democrats have spoken out against the bill, saying it will cut Medicare and Medicaid. Imagine having your Facebook account hacked, but having little recourse to get the problem fixed. A bill working its way through Trenton would require that social media companies establish a toll-free telephone number for New Jersey account holders to report fraudulent account activity. State Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia supports the measure, saying she's seen firsthand the dangers of fraudulent social media pages.
When we don't have human ability to connect, and when it's passed through all these digital odd forms, this is the danger that happens, and the algorithm is off.
Under the bill, social media companies would be required to publish the toll-free number on their help or home pages. Monmouth University is reportedly about to close its polling institute that has become one of the most respected polling centers in the nation. The New Jersey Globe reports the polling institute's director, Patrick Murray, is leaving. The specific timeline of the closing is not known, but it's reported that it's not likely the center will conduct any surveys for this year's race for governor. Campus leaders were said to be dissatisfied with losing money while not attracting enough students. The center had conducted polls of statewide and national races and was ranked a top pollster by other leading researchers. There's a lot of pressure on young workers today. Ranjit Nair with the School of Business and Computer Science at Caldwell University says hiring managers want workers who are highly self-aware with specific leadership skills.
The employers are now seeking sort of a super employee, not just anyone with a college degree that has just graduated.
Nair says businesses know that young people today have access to so much knowledge compared to previous generations. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Is it an early spring? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Hands down, this is a pleasant weather forecast. Daily temperatures in the 50s and 60s, but it's also a dry forecast. Our next substantial chance of rain is Sunday, almost a week away. With every rain-free day that passes, drought and wildfire concerns will continue to grow exponentially once again. Clear skies, cool temperatures tonight. Once we get to sunset around 7 o'clock, you'll want a jacket or sweater again. Lows around 40. Tomorrow, even warmer than today with even more sunshine. Highs push into the mid-60s. But that's it for the warmth for now. We're cooling down on Wednesday. Partly sunny skies with a stiff breeze. Highs in the lower to mid-50s. And Thursday, sun and clouds with an onshore breeze. Highs on Thursday range from 50 to the north and east to around 60 to the southwest. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Parsippany 65, South Plainfield 66, Manahawkin 54. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. This weather brought to you by Brock Farms. Spring has sprung and Brock Farms has everything you need for your yard and garden. Shop their huge selection and let their expert staff help you create the yard of your dreams. Visit Brock Farms. They're located Route 9 North in Freehold, or they have another location, Route 34 in Colts Neck.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.